The Judy Canova Show, brought to you each week by the Colgate Palmolive Feed Company, makers of Palmolive Soap and Halo Shampoo. Palmolive Soap, your beauty hope, and Halo Shampoo to glorify your hair. Present the Judy Canova Show with Mel Blanc, Ruby Dandridge, Joe Kern, Bruce Parrott, George Neitz, the sportsman, Charles Dant and his orchestra, and starring Judy Canova.
Got no diamond, got no pearl. Still, I think I'm a lucky girl. I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night.
I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night.
Got no mansion, got no yacht. Still, I'm happy with what I got. I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night.
I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night.
Sunshine, give me a lovely day.
Milky Way.
Got no checkbook, got no bank. Still, I'd like to express my thanks.
I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night. Sunshine,
give me a lovely day.
Moonlight,
give me the Milky Way. No checkbook,
got no banks.
Still, I'd like to express my thanks.
I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night. And with the sun in the morning and the moon in the evening, I'm all.
Well, Judy has just come back from an 8-week summer vacation at her old home in Cactus Junction. As we look in on her now, her Aunt Agatha is asking Judy all about it.
Well, Judy, I imagine your folks were awfully glad to see you.
They sure were, Aunt Aggie. Especially Pa, on account of I helped him with the summer plowing.
You helped him with the plowing? Well, I bet that made him happy.
It sure did. But he said he'd still rather have a horse.
Can't blame him none, neither.
Did they give you a big welcome home celebration, Judy?
Oh, yeah, Aunt Aggie. My cousin Sophie celebrated my homecoming by having one of her famous chickens smothered with mushrooms.
Chickens smothered with mushrooms?
Yeah, Sophie ain't got the heart to use the axe. Say, by the way, Aunt Aggie, do you remember Mr. and Mrs. Johnson?
Yes, Judy.
Well, sir, last week the Johnson's home was broken up by a Kansas twister.
A cyclone, Judy?
No, a hula dancer.
Pretty looking thing swaying in the breeze.
See, Aunt Aggie, vacations sure do go by fast, don't they?
Oh, yes, Judy. Why, it seems only yesterday that you and I were down at the station buying your ticket to Cactus Junction.
Yeah. Remember how we went up to the window and the ticket man said...
Good morning, ladies. What can I do for you?
I'm Judy Canova, mister. I'd like a reservation on a Pullman.
Oh, yes, Miss Canova. Haven't I run across your face somewhere before?
Just no, it's always been like this.
Miss Canova, if you're traveling alone, a roomette would be nice. If you want privacy, all you have to do is lock the door.
Well, I don't want no roomette like I had the last time.
What do you mean?
Well, sir, when I unlocked the door in the morning, 14 people were lined up outside with soap and towels. Palm Olive, that is. What else?
Yes, of course. Maybe you'd like to take a chair car. If you ride more than 100 miles, you get a reclining seat.
No, thanks. I'm having enough trouble with my figure. Say, mister, ain't you got any sleeping accommodation?
Well, I could give you a berth. You want an upper or a lower?
Well, now, what's the difference?
An upper is lower and a lower is higher. In the morning, if you have an upper, you have to get down, and if you have a lower, you have to get up. That's why a lower is higher than an upper, and an upper is lower than a lower. So if you want to get up, get a lower instead of an upper.
Say, would you mind running that through the mixmaster again? It's still...
Jenny, what kind of train did you come out on, Miss Canova?
A cattle train.
Why did they put you on a cattle train? Certainly they didn't mistake you for cattle.
Well, I don't know, but when they opened the door of that cattle car, they hit me on the back with a wet pad, and it took 16 shower baths before I could wash the government blue seal off my back. I was a pretty-looking thing, I'll have you know, boy. Yes, sir. Well, thanks for the ticket, mister.
You're quite welcome, Miss Canova, and I hope you have a very pleasant vacation.
Ah, yes, Judy, I remember that very well. By the way, did you folks meet the train when you arrived?
They sure did. They met me in a great big wagon. They had a goat pull in the wagon with the whole family in it.
Goodness, Judy, that goat must have been awfully strong.
He was, but I got used to it. Golly, Aunt Aggie, you'd hardly know the old place back home. I put in a big bay window.
A big bay window?
Somebody talking about me. Oh, hello, Geranium.
Oh, Miss Judy, did you enjoy your trip?
I sure did. Did you take a train trip this summer, Geranium?
Oh, not me, Miss Judy. You see, I'm so fat, I have to back off of a train. Yeah, I started to get off of a train once in Memphis, and it sure was embarrassing.
Why?
Well, the porter didn't know I was trying to get off. He kept pushing me back on again, and I was getting on.
Well, Geranium, if you have so much trouble getting on trains, you should try getting on sideways.
Sideways? But I ain't got no sideways.
Oh, I bet your boyfriend Pomeroy is glad you're not leaving town.
Yes, Geranium, I'll bet you're the hub around which Pomeroy's whole life revolves.
Oh, yes, ma'am, I'm the hub, all right. But he's always got his eye open for hubba hubba.
Oh, look, Judy, your boyfriend Bentley Botsford is on the porch.
No fooling. He's probably coming to give me a welcome home kiss.
I hope. Ooh, I do.
Well, I'll leave you two dumb birds alone.
Hello, Judy.
Hello, Bentley.
Oh, gosh, it's good to see you, Judy.
Did you really miss me, Bentley?
Miss you? Well, if you ever leave me again, I'll cry my heart out at your feet.
Shucks, won't that leave a big hole in your chest? But you're so big you don't care, huh?
Oh, no, I mean it, Judy. My gosh, I've been leading a dog's life ever since the day you left. The day I came over to bid you off Wiedersehen.
What Wiedersehen?
Ow.
Bentley, I don't mind your leading a dog's life, but don't you think you're carrying it too far?
Judy.
Yes, Bentley?
How about a little kiss?
Bentley, you know I don't stand for necking.
Let's sit down somewhere.
Oh, please, just one kiss, Judy. Your kisses really send me.
Gee, some people don't care how they travel.
Judy, when you went back to Cactus Junction, did you see your old boyfriend Luke again?
Oh, don't worry about Luke, Bentley. When I got off the train, Luke took one look at me and broke our engagement.
Well, why, Judy?
Well, Luke heard that sometimes married people get to look like each other, and he's afraid to take any chances. Can't blame him. You know, things is tough all over. You don't know what you're going to run into.
Then, Judy, does that mean I still have a chance?
Well, Bentley, I think you're sure romantical, especially when you take me in your big, strong arms and say,
pardon me for talking in your face, Senorita.
Oh, hello, Pedro.
Welcome home, Senorita.
Thank you, Pedro. Hey, what you got there?
Oh, some snapshots I took at the beach with my girl. Look.
But, Pedro, why do you wear a red necktie with your bathing suit?
Senorita, that is not a red necktie. I was chasing my girl up the beach and my tongue was hanging out. This is a picture of my girl wearing an Indian bathing suit.
An Indian bathing suit?
See, it's always creeping up on her.
Say something, but I ain't gonna.
You know, last Sunday at the beach, my girl had fun burying me in the sand.
Oh, I bet you like that, huh, Pedro?
No, they didn't find me until Monday night. Senorita, when I go swimming in the ocean, I am always afraid of the tides.
You're afraid of the tides?
Si. At 12 o'clock, we have the noon tide. In the evening, we have the ebb tide. And when I bend over in those tight bathing trunks, reef time. Really, when you was away, I got a job as a lifeguard this summer.
Why, Pedro, you only weigh 150 pounds. What if there was a woman out in the water and she weighed 300 pounds? How would you save her?
I would make two trips. Well, I will go now, Senorita. Cornelia Morris.
More cornmeal to you too, Pedro.
Oh, Judy, I'm glad we're alone again.
You are, Bentley?
Uh-huh.
Do you like this new perfume I'm wearing?
Oh, it's wonderful. What kind is it?
It's called Toujours la nuit, l'amour, toujours amour beaucoup.
What does that mean?
That's French for if this stuff don't help the kids, you better try brass knuckles. They meant it too, boy.
Oh, Judy, let me kiss you. Here.
Golly, Becky, where'd you learn to kiss like that?
Well, I spent my vacation working as a tester in a bubblegum factory. We had five delicious flavors.
Well, I sure like that peppermint. Let's try another one. Mm. Now a strawberry. Mm. Raspberry.
Mm.
Orange, lemon, and lime. Boy, if I had a ham sandwich, I could keep this up all night.
Hello, everybody, hello. Hello is the shampoo that glorifies your hair. So hello, everybody, hello.
Use Halo Shampoo if you want naturally bright and beautiful hair. For soap shampoos, leave a film on your hair. But Halo contains no soap, therefore leaves no dulling soap film. The very first time you use Halo, you'll notice your hair glistens in all its natural brilliance. The deep, full, natural color and luster comes sparkling through like sunshine through a clean windowpane. And remember, even in the hardest water, Halo makes oceans of rich, fragrant lather. Halo quickly carries away loose dandruff, grease, and dirt, needs no lemon or vinegar rinse, because Halo leaves no dulling soap film, nothing to hide your hair's natural beauty. Say hello to Halo and goodbye to dulling soap film. Use Halo on your children's hair, too. Get Halo shampoo at any cosmetic counter. Remember, Halo glorifies your hair.
So hello, everybody, hello. Halo shampoo, Halo.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here are Judy Canova and the Sportsmen with their own post-war arrangement of Three Blind Mice.
Three blind mice, see how they run, see how they run. They all ran after the farmer's wife.
She cut off their tails with a carving knife. Did you ever see such a fight in your life? The three blind mice.
Three blind mice.
The
farmer's wife. He cut their tails with a carving. Oh, there, my heart.
There, my heart.
There, how they run.
There, how they run.
They lay the trap for his wife. He cut their little tails with a carving knife.
Did you ever see such a sight in your life?
The
Well, Judy's back from her summer vacation in Cactus Junction, and Geranium's been helping her get settled in her Aunt Agatha's house in Brentwood.
Say, Miss Judy, did you have many dates when you were back in Cactus Junction?
No, Geranium, I ain't interested in men no more. I've changed my tune.
Say, honey, if you change your tune, how come I saw you with Mr. Benson Botford today?
Geranium, I've just changed my tune. I haven't given up music entirely.
Oh!
Say, you must have a date. You're all dressed up.
Yeah, honey, how do you like my new dress? Don't you think it fits me to a T?
Yeah, especially around the LSMF. Say, what size dress do you wear now, Geranium?
Well, honey, to tell you the truth, I wear a take-it-or-leave-it size.
Take-it-or-leave-it size?
Yes, you know, I used to wear a 32, but now I'm trying for 64.
You know, I think you're going to make it. Geranium, you ought to try to redo.
Oh, I am, Miss Judy. I go to a combination beauty parlor and dressmaker.
A combination beauty parlor and dressmaker to redo?
Yes, ma'am. The slogan is, if we can't take it off, we'll hide it for you.
Judy.
Yes, Aunt Aggie?
Here comes that terrible Mr. Wirtle again.
Okay, Aunt Aggie, I'll take care of it. Geranium, you better nail everything down. Come in.
Hello there, girlie. Remember me?
Why, sure. You're that traveling salesman fella.
Yep, Roscoe H. Wirtle, the name.
What's the H for?
Handkerchief. When I was born, my old man took one look at me in blue. Take off that saddle, Grandma. This race is for two-year-olds. Say, girlie, did you know that when I was 4 years old, my father took me to the zoo?
What happened?
They rejected me. Ain't that a blockbuster? You tell them, Hershey Bar, you're a little nutty, too. Hey, that's good. You know, I've been carrying that around in my head for 10 years.
Oh, eggs in the wood, eh?
Yeah, now, don't be like that, sis. Hey, I got a bottle of champagne. Let you and me go out and launch a ship, huh?
Nothing doing, mister. Besides, I thought you were married.
Well, I am married, sis. Ours is a football marriage.
A football marriage?
Yeah, we're waiting for each other to kick off.
Say, how come you and your wife don't get along?
Well, that's on account of the community property.
Community property?
Yeah, my wife told me to get off the property and stay out of the community. I'm hot tonight.
Now, wait a minute, mister. I don't believe that. You're always exaggerating.
Well, I'm only human.
There you go, exaggerating again.
Okay, girlie, I can take a hint. I'll scram. As the hen said when she got into the nest, I guess I'll just let the whole thing drop.
You know, Aunt Aggie, that fella reminds me of a cup of coffee. He's a little weak in the bean.
Judy, when you were home this summer, did you find the old place changed much?
No, Aunt Aggie, but it sure brought back some wonderful memories.
Judy, you must have some fond memories of your childhood in Cactus Junction.
I sure have. I remember my childhood like it was yesterday. You know, it seems like only yesterday that Ma was saying to Pa, she's trying to find me.
Wake up, Pa, you lazy critter.
Have I been sleeping long, Ma? What time is it?
July 1936. The 4th of July parade is going by the house, Pa. It's right pretty.
I sure wish I was facing the street.
Well, Get up, Pa. Don't you know the early bird catches the worm?
Gosh, do we need meat that bad? Howdy, Grandpa.
He won't answer, Pa. Grandpa ain't so much as opened his mouth for 3 days.
Why not?
Willie hid the custard door.
What's for breakfast, Ma?
I don't rightly know, Pa.
Oh, hash again.
Here, eat this, Pa.
What's this stuff?
It's bean soup.
I know it's bean soup, but what is it now?
How's the soup, Pa?
To tell you the truth, Ma, I'm kind of sorry I stirred it up. Say, Ma. How'd you get that awful bump?
That's my head, Pa.
Well, how'd you get the bump on it?
I'm playing piggyback with the baby.
Well, what happened?
I fell off. Look, Pa, here comes Judy's boyfriend, Lucas. Howdy, Lucas.
Howdy, folks. I come here to court Judy.
Look, Pa, Lukey's wearing shoes.
Oh, no, I ain't. I just stepped in some fresh cement.
Don't you come hanging around here, Lukey. Yesterday, you put your face in the poison ivy patch.
Gosh, what's wrong with that?
You killed it all.
Oh, hot dingy-dongies. But you know... I sure do love Judy.
Oh, I was just wondering about that hot dingy dongy.
Guess it got carried away.
Say, tell me, Lukey, is Judy easy to kiss?
Like falling off a log.
Where'd you get that black eye, Lukey?
Falling off a log. Hey, you know, when Judy marries me, she'll be getting a prize.
I figured your folks would have to offer something. Now you go on home early tonight, Lucy boy. Judy's got to help with the cat.
Don't you see, Aunt Aggie, that's how it was on the farm in the old days.
That was very interesting, Judy. But tell me, when you came back from the farm this time, why did you bring back a whole trunk full of carrots with you?
Oh, didn't I tell you? I'm going on my brother Zeke's famous carrot diet.
Carrot diet?
Yeah, it sure builds you up. For the last 10 years, Zeke has had nothing but carrots for breakfast, carrots for dinner, and carrots for supper.
Did it build him up?
I don't know. Whenever I ask Zeke how he feels, he just looks up at me with his big pink eyes and says, "Eh,
what's up, Doc?"
Remember, Dr. Sproul, Palm Olive's beauty results. It's true, Dr. Sproul, Palm Olive soap can bring 2 out of 3 women a more beautiful complexion in just 14 days. And this plan was tested on women with all types of skin.
Even women with dry skin,
oily skin,
rough skin,
women as old as 50,
even women whose skin wasn't clear.
Yes, 36 doctors, leading skin specialists, have proved the 14-day Palm Olive plan improves all types of skin. Yes, brings fresher, brighter, younger-looking complexion. Start your 14-day Palmolive plan now. It's as simple as 1, 2, 3. Here's all you do. 1.
Wash your face with Palmolive soap.
2.
Then massage your face for 60 seconds with Palmolive soft, lovely lather. You see, 1 full minute of this cleansing massage brings your skin Palmolive's full, beautifying effect.
3.
Then rinse. Do this just 3 times a day for 14 days.
And that's all. Remember, doctors prove this beauty plan with Palmolive soap brought 2 out of 3 of all women tested a more beautiful complexion in just 14 days, no matter what beauty care they used before. So get Palmolive soap. See what Palmolive can do for your own complexion in only 14 days.
And for tub or shower, for loveliness all over, get the new big thrifty bath size Palmolive.
And now back to Judy Canova and the Sportsman singing I Don't Know Why I Love You Like I Do.
I don't know why I love you like I do. I don't know why I just do. I don't know why you thrill me like you do. I don't know why you just do. You never seem to want my romance. The only time you hold me is when we're dancing. I don't know why I love you. I don't know why I just do.
Oh, I don't know why I love you like I do.
I don't know why I just do.
I don't know why you thrill me like you do.
I don't know why.
You never seem to want my romance.
The only time you hold me is
when we're dancing.
I don't know why
I love you like I do.
Vern Smith asking you to follow the 14-day Palmolive plan for a lovelier complexion and be sure to use Halo shampoo to glorify your hair. Now, here's Judy.
Folks, it was awfully nice being with you tonight, and I hope we'll all be together again next Saturday night. In the meantime, please don't forget the 2 products that bring us together this week, Palmolive soap and Halo shampoo, the bestest in the world. This is Judy Canova from Hollywood wishing you a happy Labor Day. Good night, everybody.
The Judy Canova Show is written by Fred Fox and Henry Hooker with John Ward and Hank Lance. NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.